Well, as the Donald Trump Jr. story unfolded over the last few days, culminating in his admission that he met with what he was told was a Russian government lawyer who would have Russian government documents incriminating Hillary Clinton as part of a Russian government plan to back his dad, we constantly heard from some of our listeners, well, what about Hillary Clinton and Ukraine? They're referring to a story first published by Politico in January, detailing an effort by a Ukrainian-American consultant who did research with Ukrainian embassy officials and gave negative information about Donald Trump and Paul Manafort to the Democratic National Committee and might have tried to give it to the Clinton campaign. Kenneth Vogel co-authored the story with David Stern. Ken's now with the New York Times and joins us at his desk phone. Ken, this research was being done by consultant Alexandra Chalupa because Paul Manafort, also a consultant, had advised the despised Russian-backed former president of Ukraine, Yanukovych. This is why she was initially researching Manafort, right?
Yeah, that was certainly the means through which she thought she could help the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. But the broader context here is that the Ukrainians, including Ukrainian Americans, were worried that if Donald Trump won, he would saddle up to Russia in a way that would put Ukraine in a bad position. Ukraine and Russia obviously being geopolitical foes, and Ukraine has counted on the support of the U.S. in the past in its dealings with Russia, and there was some fear in the Ukrainian-American community and in Ukraine that that would change if Trump, who was saying very nice things about Russia and Putin, were elected.
And let's just remind ourselves, both Yanukovych, the former Russian-backed president, and his advisor, Manafort, were despised by anti-Russian Ukrainians because Yanukovych withdrew Ukraine from the EU, signed that deal with Russia instead just before Putin invaded and seized Crimea. And so she had been studying Manafort and predicting that he'd be picked by Trump to be his campaign manager. When he was, her star rose. But do we know that she actually met with the Clinton campaign, that she actually gave information to them?
Well, we know that she was meeting with the Democratic National Committee, for whom she was working as a consultant, and we know from WikiLeaks, as well as from supporters of Bernie Sanders, that there was a feeling that the Democratic National Committee, even before the primary was resolved and Hillary Clinton was the nominee, was in the tank, is the term that the Bernie Sanders supporters use for Hillary Clinton. And certainly there were close relationships between Hillary Clinton's campaign and her allies and the Democratic National Committee. And so there was thinking that regardless of who ended up being the nominee, that this information on Paul Manafort could be useful for Democrats and their presidential nominee in trying to cast aspersions on Donald Trump and suggest that there were close ties between his team and pro-Russian forces, including, as you just laid out there, the folks around Viktor Yanukovych.
Right. Well, the DNC has denied that Chalupa was paid for this research. She had another job with them. She was doing it on her own. They've denied they used information. Several embassy officials, Ukrainian embassy officials denied helping her. And as you know, Lawrence Noble, general counsel of the Campaign Legal Center, spoke with the Washington Post's Philip Bump. He says your article did raise some troubling questions about Ukraine's involvement in elections, but the difference is there's not clear evidence of the Clinton campaign coordinating with a foreign national, certainly, or encouraging and accepting their help. And this young woman was Ukrainian-American, while the embassy workers were Ukrainian. And also, Philip Bump himself writes that this shorthand version, you know, Russia helped Trump, so what, because Ukraine helped Clinton, he says it suffers from a collapse of scale because while U.S. intelligence agencies conclude that Putin directed Russia's intervention in the U.S. elections, there's no evidence of a comparable link to Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there was a much more, as we write in the story, there was a much more concerted effort blessed by the highest levels of the Russian government to sabotage Hillary Clinton's campaign than there was on the other side, the Ukrainian government's efforts to try to sabotage Donald Trump. Now, that said, the type of information that the Ukrainian embassy officials were discussing with this DNC consultant actually did make it into the bloodstream in a way that had a demonstrable effect on the election and on the campaign, at least. That is that Paul Manafort ended up stepping down amid scrutiny of his work for Viktor Yanukovych. we can't say the same thing about the information that this Russian lawyer was suggesting that she may have had and been able to relay to Donald Trump Jr. She was suggesting it dealt with funding for Hillary Clinton's campaign from Russia. None of that stuff ever made it out. So we have to, I think, distinguish between the hacking of emails and the release of the dissemination of these damaging emails through WikiLeaks and what this Russian link lawyer was talking about relaying to Donald Trump Jr.
So you're saying that Chalupa did have an effect and that Manafort had to step down. Others might say Manafort had to step down because he was advising the despised Russian-backed president of Ukraine, that he shouldn't have been running an American campaign with those ties.
Yeah, but it was the scrutiny of his work which ramped up during the campaign, in large part because officials in Ukraine pushed out that information, and I don't think that we should dismiss the involvement of Ukrainian government officials in that dynamic.
Kenneth Vogel, we'll link you to his Politico article. He's now at the New York Times. Ken, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, and by the way, that information from Ukrainian officials, not the American consultant Chalupa, included a ledger that showed that Paul Manafort was paid over $12 million in cash by a pro-Russian Ukrainian party, something that Manafort has denied.